Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and today's guest host.
My name is Paul Moore, and I worked with Ray for 16 years. I started as an engineer and ascended to Technology Research and Development Director. Ray and I developed a great relationship during those years, and I regard those years as some of the best years of my professional career.
Paul, it's good to be with you today. As I have listened to you and done these podcasts, I respect you a lot in your view. You worked for me for a number of years, and you've always been a hard, diligent worker, and I appreciate that. So this podcast is meaningful to me. So I want to ask you a question that I want you to think about. Who is your favorite hero?
Okay. That's a tough one. Well, we have to exclude you because you're talking to me. Is that fair?
Sure. I wasn't expecting that answer.
Well, it's true. You know, you did a lot of things that I'm trying to form words around it, fantasized about doing with my life, or like, you know, you started a company, you led a lot of people, you led by some principles that were bigger than making money. And, you know, I think people don't understand that, because, you know, you wrote a book about entrepreneurialism and you talk about culture and stuff like that. But the one of the things that I wanted to do in starting a company is to have it be principle based, so that I'm not just a money making machine. I'm a place where people get to use all their gifts and talents in a place that's healthy. So for that reason, you're definitely one of my heroes. My dad is a hero of mine. One of the things that makes my dad top on my list of being a hero is he's so good, and it's so close to the tough things first attitude. He's so good at doing chores. And that's got to be, for the people listening, that's your hero criterion, do your chores? It is. He is super disciplined. He learned this on the farm. And farmers, that class of people, are definitely heroes for me, because they're innovative and do those chores, things that build, things that, like animals and crops, they're dependent upon their discipline, grow because of their discipline. And I'm more of a creative person, and I do work hard, but I get, like, chores aren't something that I really like doing, but I always feel good when I do them. So for that reason, my dad, among other things that my dad does, is definitely one of my top heroes. How about you? Who's a top hero for you?
Well, I want to start out by saying this is not an advertisement for Ray Zinn. It was, I honestly wanted to know who your favorite hero, and I didn't make that plural. I just made it singular. But, you know, picking out your father is a good one. So when I think of a hero, I'm not thinking of somebody that I admire, like a rock star or an athlete or somebody like that. I'm thinking about, to me, a hero is, in if you think of people who do heroic deeds, the Congressional Medal of Honor people, those are the people who aren't thinking about themselves. They're thinking about others. They are the real heroes, the Mother Teresa's, the people who just really give up their life for someone else. That's how you become a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, is that you do something above and beyond the call of duty. And that's that to me is a hero. So when I think of a hero, I think of somebody who's had the most impact on my life. And that would be my mother and then my wife. My mother, because she taught me such wonderful and correct principles when I was a youth, giving me that foundation that I needed as I grew into adulthood. And I never will forget or have forgot those basic principles that I learned at the foot of my mother, who was very good at keeping me disciplined and on the right track throughout my growing up years. My wife, because she's my best friend and my best supporter. She supports me thick and thin. Her support of me in running my kraal for 37 years has been unquestioned, undaunted. And she knew I'd have good times and bad times. She was there to help me through both. And keep me humble and keep me focused on people rather than on myself. And so that's why I selected my mother and my wife. I really, truly, truly believe that women are better than men.
Ooh, that's a powerful statement.
But I really believe that. I know it may sound strange for me to say that, but having lived as long as I have on this earth, more than three quarters of a century, I've come to admire women as being just the best. I am who I am because of women, because of, as I mentioned, my mother and my wife. They are just so irreplaceable. They are precious. And I think that we need to do all we can to support womanhood, to support those precious women who give us life, who support and sustain us throughout our life. And for all you listeners out there, be kind to your family, family members. They deserve it, and they need to be upheld in their role as mothers, as wives, a spouse. That's my feeling, and I hope that you all will honor women.
That's a beautiful sentiment, Ray, and that just highlights why I couldn't pick one hero. You know, my mom and my wife, as you're telling that story, okay, so when I was little, probably 8 or so, if my mom picked up a new hobby, I was doing that hobby. Macrame, crochet, you know, she was so creative. If, you know, I got a lot of great things from my dad, but my creativity, I got to give that to my mom. And she really endorsed that spirit in me to be creative and sometimes silly. And so my wife, you know, same kind of things that you're talking about. Super supportive. I mean, and I am very humbled sometimes. And she inspires me to support her more. And that skill of being supportive is, I think, sometimes underrated. You know, I think we hold people up that are go-getters. And the person that supports helps the go-and-getting. And it's not that there's a subordinate, superior relationship that I'm trying to highlight. I'm just saying my wife is very talented at that. And it's something that I think my character can grow in emulating her. And like you described, we need to support that. And I agree with you.
Well, one of my employees was dating this girl and for quite some time. And I was chatting with him one day about, I said, when are you going to get married? And I mean, you've been with her for a number of months. So what's the plan? And he looked at me and he says, I'm still trying to figure out what kind of wife she's going to make. And I and I said, Tim, you know, that
I know the answer to this.
Yeah, Sam, you should be worried about what kind of husband you're going to be, not worrying about what kind of wife she's going to be.
I knew you were going to say that.
So anyway.
It's so true. And you know what? You probably blessed our marriage by saying that, because that really is the key. You got to work on yourself, don't you, Ray?
Exactly. You know, I mean, so, you know, for you out there, you know, if you're a wife, don't worry about kind of husband he's going to be. Worry about kind of wife you're going to be. If you're a husband, worry about kind of husband you are, not what kind of wife she's going to be. And if you do that, you won't get divorced. I promise you.
Good stuff, Ray. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. It's been an enjoyable time.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.